The corporate regulator ASIC says there have been more breaches of insider trading in the past 3 years than in the entire decade before. ASIC says it gets 200 alerts a day, warning that some market players are trading with privileged information. To trap corporate crooks, the regulator hasn't ruled out using telephone taps. ASIC's Deputy Chairman, Belinda Gibson, is speaking here to AM's business editor, Peter Ryan.
We're much better at looking for those cases and prosecuting them. What we have done since 2008 is really focus on the integrity of the markets and focus on detecting bad conduct and bringing the perpetrators to account.
Is this more of a case of opportunity or temptation for insider traders?
I think that there is more opportunity as the market deepens. There is more opportunity where transactions become more sophisticated and more of the people we call gatekeepers have access to otherwise confidential information. And you'll see what's interesting is that many of the cases we've brought are against employees of gatekeepers who are seeing other people's information and trading on it.
And by gatekeepers, you mean accountants, lawyers, those type of people?
There are accountants, there are the investment advisors, there are the stock market registry providers, all those people that are intermediaries in bringing a corporation to the market.
Insider trading has been notoriously difficult to prove. Have you considered dealing with the federal police as far as getting into telephone taps or other surveillance that the Securities and Exchange Commission in the United States might use?
We have the power to go to the federal police. That was a law reform that we received in 2010. Of course, the police and we then have to go to a magistrate and say there's a credible belief that this particular person is insider trading and is using his or her telephone to do it. We've had dialogue on a number of occasions with the federal police about these issues.
But no phone taps yet.
I'd rather not say whether we are or aren't doing phone taps, to be honest with you. I think that that's probably something people can speculate about if they're considering trading.
But phone taps would come in very handy when you're getting that evidence for convictions.
Phone taps and the evidence of what is said in a phone conversation is undoubtedly very good evidence. You wouldn't put up phone taps and say, well, let's just see whether Peter Ryan's dabbling where he shouldn't be today. But certainly we, in instances where you can see people talking on the phone to each other 10 times a day, for instance, you might infer when they trade immediately afterwards that there's some inside trading going on, and knowing what they're saying in those conversations is invaluable.
You've received $47 million in the budget to improve market surveillance. Is that really going to make much of a difference given that you're up against sophisticated players?
This money gives us the resources to stand toe-to-toe with those markets and the players on those markets. In terms of our computer capacity, our grunt, well over 70% of the trades that enter the market today enter through an algorithm. Our supervision team is very closely monitoring what is happening and the quality of those algorithms. We are able to see those today. With the new systems, we'll be able to see them that much better.
So what's your message to insider traders or potential insider traders, in particular smaller players who might hear a bit of information and decide, well, we're going to use this to make a bit of money?
Insider trading is a form of theft. It attracts very serious penalties, including jail, and you'll be very rash to proceed down that course and think that you would not get caught.
The Deputy Chairman of ASIC, Belinda Gibson, speaking with Peter Ryan.